哈哈哈哈
What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Thursday. And ML Elric is back.
He's actually dude.
Recorded a show, which I guess there's some waiting required.
Isn't there always?
I know. What is this?
He has every I has to be dotted, every T has to be crossed. He's a very thorough. That's what made him such a good reporter. He's very thorough.
That's true. And I guess we're hopefully within hours of that all being done, but it'll be up soon. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a good show. I was in it for a while.
I liked it.
Oh, is that why
the part I was in was great.
Is that what you thought it was?
He'll be live on Facebook with us coming up. Brought to you by GrowGreen MI, Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own with help from GrowGreen MI. They've got kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help guide you. GrowGreen MI, M36 and Whitmore Laker, online at growgreenmi.com. And right off the bat, I had the impeachment on for a while upstairs today.
Oh, you still awake?
It's just so stupid. You watch a Republican, a Democrat, a Republican, a Democrat. This is an outrage. And then this is a stain on our nation. And this is, in my opinion, the most unobjective group of people to judge whether this president should be impeached that you could possibly put together.
Aren't they always?
Yeah, pretty much. And they also,
I mean, no matter what they're debating,
it's political bullshit.
Well, nowadays, yeah. And the Clinton impeachment went the same way.
That's what I mean.
And it's the funny thing is too is thinking about when you keep hearing the word quid pro quo.
Yeah, quid pro quo,
which is something that they all participate in all the time with donors and
lobbyists.
And access, yeah, lobbyists.
Their job.
I know, it's the quid pro quo Super Bowl.
Except it's supposed to be at the benefit of the public, not personal benefit.
So,
and I'm sure it always is.
The only people breaking ranks are doing it to win an election, which is also a quid pro quo, more or less. I mean, it's the ultimate quid pro quo.
Sure.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
You make very compelling argument.
But I just find myself going, okay, so this guy's an R in front of his name, so he's going to say what an outrageous is. Oh, this guy's got a D in front of his name, so he's going to say how horrible she is going to say how horrible Trump is and how he has to be impeached. And
I feel like
I don't know. Why does anyone watch? Why did I watch
it? No one watches
it. Why was it on?
Because it's on. That's why people watch it. They'll watch
stupid
anything that's
government.
On.
Well, you're led to believe that, hey, this is history being made, and
it is in a way.
It is. I know. I understand that.
But I don't think there's going to be much change because he's not going to. The Senate's not going to impeach him, so he's not going anywhere.
No, but it's still. I mean, it's still
sends
a big deal.
Message.
It's a stain.
I mean, he is being impeached by the House. It's kind of a big deal.
Right. You know what I'm getting out of this is, who are these people?
I know.
I've never seen half of them. I know Gohmert.
Who is Representative Gus Bilirakis from Florida?
Well, he's got an R in front of him, so he's going to be saying how stupid this is and how unfair it is.
Their internal monologue after each comment is always,
did you guys see me win that conversation?
It's just hours and hours of blather, and no one's going to change their vote anyway. So they're talking to them. Are they talking to themselves?
It's grandstanding. They're talking to the constituents.
It's so stupid. And honestly, the last few days of the actual, you know, the pregame was the same thing.
Pregame.
and I think they're honestly, this sounds really simple, but I think they're boring everyone. And so people are going, I'm bored, so I don't like this.
Right. And then they go to whatever corner they go to and make their mind up.
Pretty much. Although some people are changing their corners because
what?
It seemed that, you know, there was 51 or 52% seemed to be in favor of impeachment and removal. It's more like today I saw a poll says 47 for impeachment, 47% opposed. And Larry Trump was in town in Sterling Heights last night, and a lot of people went out. Who's Larry Trump?
Eric's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
I believe. Isn't that Eric's wife?
Yeah.
It's not Eric. Junior's, and it's not. No one cares
about
Tiffany.
She's very pretty.
I mean, who else would it be? It's got to be Eric's wife.
If it were Tiffany's wife, though, that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, the reason I was surprised is because she's very pretty, and I, for some reason, I don't know why, I thought she was too hot for Eric Trump.
Oh, money.
Eric!
Come on. Catching.
And then there was also a group.
Such a weak chin, man. Do they have kids? Yeah.
Can you imagine going to a Lara Trump speech? You know what? I've got to take some time off today.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.
Boring.
I'm going to take a vacation day. Lara Trump is speaking in Sterling Heights.
Yeah. No, not getting
everybody still awake?
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina. I don't believe she does have the stamina.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to talk to someone else about the day off because I'm going to Ferndale for the pro-impeachment rally there.
Yeah. Where was that? Right down
I think
the road
it was on,
here?
It was on Woodward.
Woodward, yeah. There's some great signs.
Could you get into 7-Eleven for your coffee and donut?
That didn't disturb anything for me.
Oh, cool.
How many people were in that? About 20?
Not many.
And there were about 20 in the pro-Trump rally in Oakland County
honestly,
over the weekend.
I think they said 70.
Whoa!
But
now we know.
I don't know
who
was right now.
Now we know
who won. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's right.
The whole thing is just
a weekend, though.
Honest to God. So
we will impeach him.
In real news today, Tekashi was sentenced to an additional 11 months.
Ooh.
And I was looking at the charges and reading some of the details. He's got to be the snitch of all snitches, the greatest snitch of all time, to get only 24 months because he served 13.
What could he be telling?
Well, you know, the prosecutors were complaining that there's a lot of stuff he told us that we were going to find out anyway. I mean, they were really not happy with this thing, and I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean? Why weren't they happy? Because
they wanted him to be put away longer.
Oh, okay.
And so they were saying that, look,
he really didn't give us anything anyway.
Well, he gave us something, but it was a lot of the stuff he gave us was stuff we were close to knowing or we were going to know. And who knows if that's true. It might have been just grandstanding. But Tekashi, the weirdest thing, can you bring up the interview with Tekashi's long-lost dad?
Oh, wow.
His long-lost dad showed up and wanted to speak.
What's he look like?
He doesn't look like Tekashi. That's the funny thing about this is seeing his dad normalize Tekashi a little bit for me. Now, Tekashi 6ix9ine was apparently, he wasn't happy about this. He was like, what is this, a joke? And the judge said, look, you've never been in his life. He wanted to speak.
Uh-huh.
His name like Randall 420?
Randy Hernandez?
No, I think it's Richie Tekashi 6ix9ine. He changed his name to Tekashi too. No, he's Daniel Hernandez.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because at the end of this little ad hoc press conference. Anyway, roll this.
I wish I had a father.
I thought the media seemed really dumb here, which is typical. But
as you're seeing him.
Oh, beautiful feeling. A beautiful feeling.
What?
Yeah, I can't even describe it. You know,
it's a beautiful city.
Crazy.
You're trying to repair a relationship with him?
Huh?
You're trying to repair your relationship with him?
Oh, yes, I do.
If you can give him one piece of advice, what would it be?
Huh?
If you can give him advice, what would it be?
Try to start over again, new life, you know what I'm saying? And he got money. You know, he got millions. Why he have to do stuff that is not worth it?
Daddy.
You know what I'm saying? I will sit down with him and put him straight.
Sentence fair?
Huh?
Yeah. Sentence fair?
Yeah,
he's got a man bun.
They give him 24 months.
He does.
Which is not bad. He's facing 47 years. You know what I'm saying? But all the people he was around with, bloods and stuff like that, that's why he gave in yam. That's why he's in yam. And then them, they're outside. I don't understand that one. You know?
Good for you and your father.
You do understand English.
Was that the end of it?
This isn't that complex.
Mr. 6ix9ine.
They didn't get to the part where. That's weird.
I'll try to find another one.
I think it was on the Daily Mail.
Does he have a.
They had an interview where they're asking him his name and how he found out. How did you find out? You're like, you know, like it was really hard to find out that his kid. Yeah. Because he's not in touch with his kid, he doesn't know
who his kid is.
Oh. Well, he was always very
I guess that's possible.
He was always very tough on Tekashi.
I had a father who did not allow me to touch myself, and not in a sexual way. No, just the most ordinary of touches. You know, if I had to make pup-pup in the toilet, I was not allowed to wipe. I would need to call my father and say, Dad, I've finished. May I please wipe? No! Don't put your finger in your asshole! That is your mother's domain! Dad, there's a layer of toilet paper between my finger and my asshole. Very thin membrane. Dad, please! No! Don't touch it! Dad, I'm just trying to get the shit out of my ass. He'd say, keep it in there! That's where it ought to be! And when you're done, I'll send your mother in with a shit rag.
Wow. What a childhood.
He does a great job with the two characters. Playing himself and his dad, doesn't he?
He's a great yeller.
Okay, here's Takashi's dad. And
oh, it's buffering. I need a minute.
Okay. Well, let's mention then our friends at Zot.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsNadie.com. Because they're sharing their love over the holiday season by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. You can lease the new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. If it's Jeeps you're digging, you can get the 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. Finally, if you're a listener like Alan and you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code. Yep, a plan for everyone. Only at Zot Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com. And Trudy, you got Dr. Roche data?
Wow, it's the holiday at Dr. Roche's, and that means all kinds of special treats. They've got some holiday treats like Botox Dysport, two areas, get the third area for free, and pre-holiday Restylane special. Buy one syringe, get the second Restylane syringe $100 off.
Nice.
And, of course, holiday breasts for $3,500. That's for
holiday breasts?
Holiday
Ooh,
breasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to squeeze them.
Hey, well, holiday breasts, like, have you seen those costumes people wear to a holiday party where they have the boob cut out?
Oh, yeah.
Decorated like a reindeer?
That didn't catch on as much as I was hoping.
What?
You've never seen those pictures, Trudy?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a thing. It was very brief. It was too cool.
I think it's still going on.
Permanent. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have the balls to show up at a party with your boob cut out?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it would be like a reindeer. It would have antlers on it.
And the nose. Ah, right.
But everybody knows that's your boob.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice.
That's,
see, if you didn't like how big your reindeer was this year, wait till next year after you go to Roche.
Right? And boob. And then you try on that sweater. BBL Broadband Light, three treatments of corrective and three treatments of PhotoRev for only $1,200. It's usually $2,325, that is. It's a weird price. I want it to be a round number. And, of course, three treatments of Ho-Ho-Ho Diva vaginal therapy, $4,500. Usual $38.50, and free. They throw in the G shot. So go to the site droche.com. Check it out. See what some of the surgical specials could do for you, and then you can call for a consultation at 248-338-1110.
Hey, speaking of people in trouble, I do want to hear this Tekashi thing. Did you see Jussie Smollett? They're talking about taking him back on Empire.
What?
Oh, it's just like you can't do that the show without him.
I thought that show was over.
Yeah. I thought it was too.
Well, probably for like the final episode.
No, they're talking about like they need the character now.
It's not done.
They're bringing the show back.
Is it just the final one, Brandon?
I'm going to have to double check. I don't watch Empire, so
how many episodes that nobody ever heard of.
The quotes were just weird.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Okay. They say finale in the Post. I read another story that said they were just complaining that it's just not the same show. It'd be weird to end this family show in this drama of which he was such a significant part without seeing him. Okay, maybe they're just talking about the final.
So
isn't that taped and in the can?
I thought he wasn't a crucial player in that cast.
Are they just trying to draw some audience to the show?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta be.
Okay, they're 10 episodes deep, and they have another 10 to go. So I don't know. It could
Jesus,
be...
what a season.
Can you check the ratings for that show?
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
It looks like they hover around 2.5 to 3 million.
Ooh, oh, ouch. Ooh.
When they used to be up as high as
11? Oh, wow.
17. They did 17 at one time.
Ooh.
Nice job, Smollett.
I wonder why the show is so much. Is it just different now?
Like, I don't know. I never watched it.
It dropped every year. It dropped hard.
Yeah, I don't think it was doing all that super well when it got in trouble, but no. I don't know. I hate how people just act like this guy's just, you know, hey, he just had a little flub.
Yeah,
you know, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
that was a monstrous. It said everything about his character, everything. Of course, he didn't kill anyone. And people have come back from worse.
It's the most obvious lie. And now there's that girl in New York and her mom that faked that kidnapping.
Yeah.
That's a wild story.
Why did they do that?
Why?
I mean, was there some...
They must have wanted attention, I'm assuming.
How is that... Is there a GoFundMe or something?
I would think that would be the natural progression of things, except they totally messed it up.
Was there a sweet party she wanted to attend or something?
Well, the mom was in on it. Oh, you mean like Tawana?
Oh, I didn't know the mom was in on it.
Yeah, well,
Rawls.
Isn't the mama in the...
Rawls!
Rawls. Isn't the mom in the video, like... When she was kidnapped and then saw her later.
Oh, man.
The story I read, sounded like the mom was in on it. Maybe not.
There's speaking of GoFundMe, it just reminded me, there's this Christian couple whose two-year-old Friday, I guess, and it's a terrible story. The baby's not, two-year-old's not breathing properly. They call 911. He goes to the hospital, dies. So they then, the couple, and the wife, Callie's her name. She's in the church music group and puts out Christian albums. And apparently she has 240,000 Instagram followers. They are asking for global prayer to resurrect the child. And also they announced a $100,000 GoFundMe, which is for unforeseeable expenses.
Unforeseeable? Oh, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for unforeseeable expenses. Well,
the kid was taken to the hospital, declared dead. How is that...
What expenses? Why,
I mean, I know we've talked about GoFundMe.
The expense of bringing that child back on Earth.
Well, that's sort of what people are suggesting, is that this would help with the resurrection, and it's BS. And, you know, again, GoFundMe doing a great job of vetting it, I'm sure. Like most GoFundMes.
How much have they raised so far?
$38,000.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm like, what the hell? How can you not want to scam GoFundMe see this stuff?
What do you think they care about more, the GoFundMe for unforeseen expenses or the world prayer to resurrect the child?
Well, one of them is sort of more practical.
I can only do one or the other. Which one would you like me to do, people?
GoFundMe, because I'm...
I want to see him resurrect the kid.
Yeah, well, that'd be kind of cool.
I want to see that.
God's like, that. Don't drag me into this.
Okay, so we were looking at Tekashi's dad outside, and this guy hasn't seen his kid, and you know, since he was a baby, I guess Tekashi doesn't even remember him.
Do you blame him?
Blame.
Well, Tekashi's kind of a disaster.
Yeah, but he wasn't always.
You know, if your kid's a disaster.
Oh, you do when he was a baby.
That's since you said that.
I'm joking, by the way.
His defense was trying to suggest that this guy's from poverty and all that. And it said, no, he had plenty of money. He'd already cashed in on his music when he chose
to
commit most of these crimes.
But isn't there talk like the gang like helped promote the album somehow?
Yeah, that's good gang business.
Put their money behind it. I don't know either, but.
Anyway, so his dope father, who he's never seen, shows up at this thing, and he's like, get him out of here. The judge didn't even want him to speak. And now he goes out in front of the courtroom, and of course, the media just you know, like flies on shit. You know, oh, it's the long-lost Tekashi dad. So here's this dope.
Could you tell us why you came?
With a ponytail or man bun or whatever.
Why today?
Today, because I saw the people in the phone, he's going to support the show off in the 18th. That's why I came to see you.
If you were given a chance to speak today, what were you going to say?
I love him so much that I miss you.
How did you find out about his criminal issues?
What you mean?
How did you find out about it?
How I found out about it? It's all over the news.
What do you have to say about why you were absent from his life?
Well, I was in prison. I got out. Before I went to prison, I had a condo with him. Then I went to prison. Then after I got out.
Are you going to be present when he comes out? Are you going to be part of the
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
You guys back it up, please. We have a good pass. Okay.
What's your name?
You can't block the step.
What's your name?
Daniel Hernandez.
Everybody step back, please.
Well, he said that like, don't you know who I am?
He should forgive you.
Pretty much.
Huh? Does he feel like he should forgive you?
Forgive
you
for what?
His voice,
for not being there. He's being upset by it.
Forgive me for what? What a moron. I mean, isn't his dad just a... Doesn't he just seem like a
zero.
Dope?
Yeah,
I would be bummed out that he showed up because I'd think, oh my God, half my genes are that idiot?
Yeah, but then
I'd rather think he was some...
It's a defense, though.
Irresponsible, really smart guy, but selfish.
Hold on, that's my daddy.
Did he say he was in prison or not present?
He said prison, I thought.
He said he was in prison. Then he got out of prison, then he went back. But so he just got out of prison yesterday, I guess, and showed up today. This was his first chance to reconnect.
That's my dad.
Come on.
Yeah. He gets out of prison and Takashi goes in.
Great timing for him, though.
Hey, that keeps the kind of like DiMaggio streak.
It's a balance.
The family prison streak. Which reminds me, with Elric showing up for Facebook Live whenever that does happen, we were, I don't know why, this is kind of a sport. You guys do it a lot. When somebody leaves, you check the website. Gee, are they scrubbed already?
Yeah.
And so the Elric bio is still on the Fox 2 website.
Yep.
So we thought it'd be
Not
fun.
Not only was it on the website, it's still in his bio, said MLSolaDetroit.com podcast. The whole thing about the podcast.
Yeah, boy.
That's been on pause for a while.
So anyway, we decided to start a little feature surrounding this.
MLSolaDetroit.com. Fox 2 website.
Please, the garbage.
Scrub alert.
Yes, it's the scrub alert. The website scrub alert. And he is still on the website as we speak.
Yes, he is. I'm looking at it right now.
Huh.
But we will be performing ML Elric scrub alerts on the Fox 2 website.
Mm-hmm. Who else are you going to be scrub alerting about?
Well, I wonder if LaDuff might even be still on that site for all we know.
Oh, that would be a major scrub alert if he
surprised.
Is.
Surprised?
I doubt he's on there. He can't be on there. He must check occasionally.
It's funny, they have the story about him leaving on there.
Huh. Yeah, the story about him taking down the cell phone thief.
And the Americans with Charlie LaDuff is still on there.
Those are great stories. I mean,
okay,
Charlie,
so the story's up there, but not his bio.
His bio.
Hmm. He had a lot of viral stories.
Is Jim Bentley still?
Oh, let's see if he's on there. Is he still on the Beasley page?
Jim Bentley.
Has he been scrubbed?
Do they have salespeople on there?
They might. Let's see.
While you're looking, anything, Brandon, on the Hall Financial Hotline? Anything interesting today besides Stan?
Well, we did not get a hold of Stan yet, but we could, I don't know, we could talk to a dude who's been eating Chick-fil-A for 114 straight days, even though they're not open on Sunday, so I don't even know why that's a record.
Hmm.
And then, did you have anything, Mark?
There's a lady in Sterling Heights. Did you see her kids ordered $400 worth of toys on Amazon Alexa?
Really?
Yeah. So
how old are the kids?
You know, it doesn't say. There's two kids. Oh, 6 and 4. Daughter 6, son 4. They bought the, you know, the credit cards linked to the Alexa, and they ordered $400 worth, and she didn't even know until the UPS delivered.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that?
I know.
Smart kids.
I wonder if she's going to return them.
Here we are in December, and mortgage interest rates are as low as they've been at any point this year. A lot of people may feel like, did I miss the boat on refinancing to save some money? No. In fact, ML signing papers to refinance
right
as we speak. Yeah. Now that he's experiencing the pay and benefits at the Red Shovel Network, he is able to qualify.
We
need to fill out these documents.
Oh, we all are.
Rates remain super low. Hall Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. We all know that. And they want you to have a stress-free holiday. That means lowering your mortgage payment now and maybe even consolidating those credit cards that have rising debts. David Hall sent us the stats of the last 22 closings. 17 were ready to close in 10 days or less. Incredible turn times, amazing results, and now 1,000 five-star ratings. There you go. Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg, or click the link on our website and fill out the form or call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. So it seems to be big local news that the Lions have written a letter
Oh, great letter.
To season ticket holders. Yeah, this explains it all.
Very convincing.
I mean, if you had any question about what's going on when they renew a coach who is 9 wins and 20 losses when he was supposed to make the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
wasn't he really both seasons?
Yes.
In my opinion. It definitely takes a well thought out letter to season ticket holders. And are people being asked to renew now before the season's
always,
even over?
Always, yeah.
What is that?
It
you know,
happened at the end of the year.
I hate it when that happens. It's like, wait a second, why am I paying for next year? The season's not even over.
Because they want your money.
I know they do.
So they can invest it, make more.
So let's see.
Is that what they're doing?
Probably. Everybody wants your money.
Wonder how convincing this letter is to people. Listen to how low the bar has become, by the way. Just remember that they were 9-7 the last 2 years before Matt Patricia got here. And they said, that's not good enough. This team should be in the playoffs.
I really felt like the theme of the letter was, hey, we don't like how this is going either.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Then happy holidays.
But there's some strange ingredient that's working its way through the organization that's going to make them. People keep comparing the Lions to San Francisco, for example. Hey, they were bad the last 2 years. Look, they're 11-3 now. Or
okay, sure.
I'm serious.
Sure. Yeah. When they're 11-3 at this point, then I will admit we were all wrong.
By the way, this is my biggest fear about renewing Matt Patricia is that they'll go 7-9 or 8-8 next year.
And it's good enough.
That's good. Hey, it's improvement. Our 2019 season has not gone as anticipated by anyone in our organization. Really, no one? Did they really?
Or anyone outside everyone? Of the organization.
Our team has played hard and well enough to be very competitive. What?
We've led in every game except for the last two.
I liked that part.
Played hard? And well enough to be competitive. That is so low. Who hasn't played hard?
It sounds like something a high school coach would say.
It does.
I mean, they get paid to play, and you get paid to play to win the game, period. It's a very result-oriented business. It's
you funny. Play to win the game.
Thank you, Doug.
This next part just makes me so mad because it was driving me crazy as it got to, 3-6, 3-7, 3-8. I go, oh, they've led in every game this year. I want to kill the first person.
For real?
Yeah, I'm looking at it in the letter. It's in the letter. The first person who came up with that, I just want to punch him in the face because everyone repeats it now. Every game, oh, they've led in the first 12 games. Last week and this week. But
man, if only you could get points for that.
Yeah.
When did anyone ever point that out about any team, anywhere, anytime? I've never heard anyone say that. And by the way, they've now not led at all in two games. So it really is kind of moot, isn't it?
I think I'd rather lead the game when the clock says zero. I mean, that's what matters.
Does anyone even keep this stat?
Not really. I mean, it's a fun stat when the team sucks, but it shouldn't be something to be proud of, which they seem to be proud of.
I've never heard of a 10-1 team saying, "Well, we've led every game."
No, because they're 10-1,
or a 5-5 team, or a 6-4 team, because it's really.
It's like, hey, we've scored on our first possession every game, so
it has been well documented that we are one of only 3 teams to have held the lead in each of our first 12 games.
What? That's a documentation issue?
Well documented. What does that mean? Well documented?
It's also up there with, it's kind of similar in my mind, of we had 4 comeback victories. It's like, well, that's nice and all, but why are you guys getting so far behind? Remember there was always that talk, like, he's led them to tie or come back in the fourth quarter so many times.
No, they essentially never make the big play.
No.
They always give up the winning touchdown. And they never score the touchdown to go ahead at the end. But, the first 12 games. So we're after 14 games. How many teams now have led 12 of the first 14 games? Wouldn't that be the appropriate stat?
Yes, yeah. Or just 12 out of 14 games. It doesn't have to be the first 12.
And they're suggesting they're on a 12-game we-had-the-lead streak. You know, like it's a hitting streak or something? Unfortunately, all too often we've come a few plays short of victory. Our current win-loss record is ultimately very disappointing. As we evaluate this season, really? Did you really evaluate this season? We look beyond just a record. We're striving to build a team with strong foundation of high-character players and coaches.
We just want a record. We just want the winning record.
Does somebody keep stats on the character of the team? We've had less arrests than any other team in the NFL.
If having Antonio Brown on this team meant that they would be, you know, 10-3, I think most people would be all for it.
Well, I think they need some bad character people. If all they have are high character people and this is a result, then I think yeah, they need some wrong. People with a different kind of character.
Great point.
And high character coaches. Players and coaches. Wait, Matt Patricia, what did we learn when he first got hired?
There's a little issue with him.
Well, he was charged with rape. And, you know, I hate to say this, but when that all came out, and that was ugly.
Yeah.
That was really ugly. It's like two guys, a hotel room, a girl says they forced both of them, you know, some, I don't know what happened. And the girl didn't show up for court,
yeah.
And the case was dismissed. And he felt he didn't have to say anything.
Yep.
He just really blew it off.
Yep.
And, you know, shame on the Lions for not finding out about it, because it was right in the middle of Me Too, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't.
I thought that might kibosh the whole thing, but I thought he's on a little thinner ice than he was before they hired him. That's sort of how I felt. But apparently not. He's a high-character guy.
He was accused, not charged.
That's right. okay, so the high-character players and coaches, that is physically and mentally tough.
Oh, God, good, because that's what they get paid to do.
So you know what's wrong with them? They're not trying to win games. They're trying to be physically and mentally tough. They're trying to be high character, all these things. But shouldn't they just want to win games?
Yes. Yes.
When does that come in?
Well, they do win the first part of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
they just want to lead. That. They just want to lead at some point.
Okay, so let's review. What's important? Leading at some point in the game.
With high character.
Having high character players and coaches, and being physically and mentally tough, and being competitive. But winning, apparently, does not make the top six.
I wouldn't mind being
but
mentally...
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
Would you care if they were physically and mentally weak, but were 10-3?
No. I wouldn't mind me at all.
It's not. It's not. This no, business, more than any other business, you can see if you're good or bad, because it's based on wins and losses, period.
This sounds to me like crap that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia feed Martha Ford. Hey, we've been learning every game, and we're physically, mentally tough, and we're seeking to get high character guys, and eventually that'll work.
Well, she put out an open letter just 4 years ago, and a lot of similarities to that letter.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Did she plagiarize herself?
In a way, except she had to explain that they got rid of the, you know, GM and the coach. Yeah.
We see signs of this foundation in our team's toughness, competitiveness, and culture. Again, I don't hear many Super Bowl teams talking about how competitive and what a nice culture they have. So
blah, blah, blah.
We've added to the list of ridiculous things that they do very well in that don't matter. Injuries happen in the NFL and are never an excuse. Really? So now you're going to mention them?
Yeah, just by saying that, you're using it as an excuse.
Nonetheless, our team has played through serious injuries this season to some of our best players.
Well, sounds like an excuse.
Despite the injuries, we remain competitive in each game. And our team depth showed up as a strength. No, it didn't, because you've lost every game.
Where was
lost
it?
Lost 10 of 11.
Where was it a strength?
I have no idea.
Oh, it must have been in those interceptions blow through. In the last game.
Oh, my God.
He's mentally tough. He doesn't even think about it.
Who wrote this?
What is...
This is too long, first of all. I mean, this is a long explanation. For look at all the things we're doing right. We do everything but win.
Wouldn't it be better if they just said, oh, boy, man, this isn't going well. We're going to give it one more swing next year. Can you please buy tickets?
We probably should blow these guys out, but what if they turn it around next year? Nobody knows for sure they won't. Every indication is they won't.
Wouldn't a bit of honesty be better than excuses?
I think it'd be refreshing.
Because we are the customers of this team.
Yes.
Don't bullshit us.
We also believe that the most successful teams in our league have a long-term plan, stability in leadership, and exhibit patience to follow their plan.
Oh, okay. So that's...
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Don't say that to a Lions fan.
Yeah, the most patient fan base.
We're going
in
on
America.
They've won one playoff game in how many years?
57?
Is it 57?
No, 58? Year? Wait, when was the last time? Well, they last won in 57. What's the math on that?
They won one in 1991.
Yeah, you said one game in the last.
One game in the last.
So 1957 was the championship.
Was it 57? That's the last time they won a playoff game?
No.
That's 62 years.
No, they've won one playoff game since they won that championship. The Barry over
in 57?
No, was it 91 when they beat the Cowboys?
No, no, no. I mean, before that, when was the last time they went? 57. That's one win in 62 years.
I think so. Hang on.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
Yeah, we do. We could use the count. Long-term plan, stability and leadership.
In 1957.
And patience to follow the plan. But we were patient through Caldwell, and he couldn't quite get over the hump. And they said, not quite good enough. This team's better than that. We're not a 9-7 team. And then what do you know? We're 6-10 team. We're a 3-10-1 team. It's crazy.
Because they weren't patient.
But to that end, we're committed to year three of Coach Patricia's plan.
What is his plan?
I thought he was a defensive guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly haven't seen the one thing that you can hang your hat on and go, well, at least they're...
He's got that pencil.
Which
he's always ready to write something down.
The pencil, which...
On a tablet.
People thought that was cool when he was on the Patriots. Coordinator wears a pencil over every game.
No one thought that was cool.
Well, they talked about it a lot. Now it just looks so dumb. To be clear, our expectation is for the Lions to be a playoff contender in 2020. What does that mean? Is that 8-8?
Wait, does that mean
a playoff contender?
Does that mean contending for the playoffs?
Yes,
or
contending
being in the playoffs. Because I mean,
you could take it either way. If they don't make it, they can say, "Hey, we said we just want to be a playoff contender."
Exactly.
That's why they did that. To our dedicated fans, you deserve a winning team that you're excited to cheer for and proud to represent. Our entire organization is working to make the Lions a consistently winning team. To our loyal season ticket members, thank you for your continued support. We're announcing today that once again, there will be no price increase for season tickets. Shouldn't they be lowered?
Yeah.
At Ford Field, in several sections of the stadium, we'll see price decrease. Oh, okay, price decrease. We want our fans to fill Ford Field for every game.
We'll just win, baby.
I don't think they should say that. Continue to make
it. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Continue to make it the great home field advantage that inspires our players to be competitive. It makes it difficult for our opponents. Thank you for your continued support. Happy holidays and go Lions! Wow. Sincerely, Martha Firestone Ford, Sheila Ford Hamp, and Ron Wood.
You know who should have written that, honestly? They should have just hired Sean from the turf team to write a letter.
Yeah, that
I don't
would
want to
be.
Hear any word out of your mouth unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge. Let's not act like we're 3 years old here. If you're going to state a sentence, don't just state a blanket sentence. Be real specific.
Turf team Sean should run their whole PR department.
I'd say having grown
thanks
up.
Thanks for being a professional customer, know what the hell you're talking about. You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
Having grown up with the Cubs, this is all kind of familiar territory to me. And the Cubs, eventually, they just sort of said, look, it's fun at the old ballpark. It's all day games, or it's a lot of day games after the lights came in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time. It's natural grass. There's vines growing on the brick. We've got the old traditional scoreboard, and people kind of went with it. You didn't really expect much out of the Cubs.
I understand that.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew. Just wanted to lay this down in message form. Requesting a day off next Friday.
Who talks like this, by the way?
Thursday night. The Cubs, the Cubs are 5 outs away. I shouldn't speak so soon. But I've got a ticket to the Thursday night Cubs World Series game. This is next week. So anyway, just wanted to drop that in ASAP.
Dick!
I'm 5 outs too soon. So I'll see you.
You're right.
Oh, no!
Oh, man. What a bummer.
But I understand. That's fun to go to that park. It's in a neighborhood. It almost doesn't matter. Nobody pays attention to the game being played. Is there that much fun to go to the Lions game?
Yeah, I think people do have fun. I mean,
well, if you tailgate, yeah, I could see that being fun. But once you're in there, no, because your focus is on the game.
A lot of walking around and stuff you can do.
Really? Doesn't pay attention to the game, and she has fun.
Okay. Well, I guess everybody has their
I
phone
think she
now.
Has fun.
People can just play in their phone. Yeah.
When she's some married
dude,
men.
She must be having a ball.
I don't know. I was in my seat that day, and look at the look on my face. I didn't want to be in my seat. I wanted to be out doing the other things in the concourse.
You were standing up and clapping like your married friend.
That's true.
Hiding in
plain
sight.
His love of the Lions.
What do you think about people who criticize and call the fans dumb, who buy season tickets, who wear the jerseys around? And it seems like that people are trying to blame the fans. Oh. You're the idiots to support him if the place was empty.
That's such a lie, though, because they make money off
the TV contract.
Off the TV deal to begin with, because the NFL shares it.
Has there ever been an NFL team that did something significant because no one started showing up at the games? No. I mean, I've seen no shows, games at the end of the year where...
The only NFL thing I can think of based on fan reaction is not signing Colin Kaepernick.
As far as reaction...
To what the fans want or do. Can you think of any other time the fans have motivated a team to make a decision? I mean, aside from winning.
No, they shouldn't. I mean, they're running a professional operation. Exactly. There's only 32 of them. It's an incredibly exclusive group.
As long as they make money, they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
But I'm hearing more and more people say, oh, stupid fans, if they didn't buy the tickets. And, you know, honestly, that's, first of all, it would be, okay, you could embarrass the ownership. If nobody showed up, it would be embarrassing. But you can't get everyone to do that.
You're going to embarrass this ownership anymore?
They seem unembarrassable, exactly. To be honest.
Exactly.
But I don't know why people have to say the fans are stupid. If you go out there and you tailgate and you have fun and, hey, they're in it. They've led in 12 games in a row. I mean, the games were compelling, weren't they?
I told you last week, or on Sunday, watching that game, I really got into it hoping they could win. So maybe I am dumb.
I have to admit, I enjoy watching their games.
It's my team, man.
I can't say it's been the best football, but
I hate them.
But it's a tradition.
Team. Yeah,
and actually now, when really dumb things happen, I laugh really hard.
Well, like I always told you, I hated the phrase "I'm Lions free." I don't pay attention to them, and I'm like, well, then do you not like football?
Yeah, you can't like football. I don't see how you could be a football fan.
I watch the other games that are on. No, you don't.
Well, those people aren't as familiar to you. I mean, when everybody, everything's local.
I just want those people.
All things are local.
That's the main reason I think we want the Lions to win someday, right, Brandon? Well, for all those people.
Yeah. I'm not going to give up on them, even though every year I'm going to be disappointed by them.
You're an idiot.
They won't know to tune back in because they're Lions free.
Yeah, that's right. No one, don't anybody tell those people.
Trudy, have you seen the story about the missing mom in Austin, Texas? Is it Heidi Broussard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's got her 2-week-old, and she's been missing for 6 days.
Really?
And it's one of those ones that seems to have captured a lot of people's imaginations. You know, she has her keys and her cell phone, but her car's there. Her purse is in the car. The car was unlocked. No trace.
Cell phone's not responding.
Yeah, cell phone's off.
Cell phone's off.
But it's missing.
Diaper bag is in the apartment.
Oh, I remember seeing this guy not crying on... Is he crying?
Well, he was crying. Some people were saying there was a lack of tears.
Yeah. I know, it's funny. You just can't win when you're that guy.
No. Everybody grieves differently.
I know, but I've seen many times when... On ID Channel, of course. You know, whether it's Shattered or... any of their myriad shows, and they have so many of them, Evil Lives Here, and they show you the police interviews, and I'm convinced now that once they have the police interviews, it's like, we're doing a show on it, because the police interviews are so, I mean, it's like, and you have the people who just are so busy saying, I wasn't there. It's like, boy, they sure don't seem too broken up about, you know, the missing wife
right.
or whatever. But then you have the people who are like, and the cops will even say, nobody cries that hard. I mean, they're overreacting. They're acting. Or, you know, I don't see any tears going on and on. And, you know, you can hardly breathe, but there's no tears. So it seems like there's really almost nothing, no way you can properly. I mean, what's the middle ground? Who gets it right?
To that point, Brandon and I were kind of debating or just talking about, you know, the fact that the guy's out there doing an interview, what does that mean? Does that make him more innocent or less innocent? Because we thought of the last two people that killed somebody and that were big stories. You have Chris Watts, who came out and did interviews right away.
And he's a handsome man. Very handsome.
Yeah. And then Patrick Frazee with Kelsey Barrett, who wouldn't do an interview with anyone.
He didn't show up for the press conference.
That's what I mean. So,
and they asked, where's Patrick? Where's the husband? And they're like, that's a good question. Why don't you ask him?
Didn't I just he think to you... work that day? I thought he said he had to
he
work.
Did. You're right.
He could have gotten it
he off. Had, he had something.
He had to work for himself.
He had a previous probably. Engagement, I think was what he said.
Yeah, for his mommy. For his mommy. Oh, Emma must be here.
Give himself a day off.
The point being is I just don't think you can judge it based on someone's reaction, more about the consistency in their story.
Well, he looked legitimately concerned, and he was talking a lot, and we were looking at the timeline. But there's some information today from a friend that said, I had no idea that she was back with him because they had a really rocky relationship and they had a bad breakup. Mm-hmm. So now there's that lingering, so who knows?
So they have a six-year-old together. The six-year-old was fine. Six-year-old's A-OK. He was at school.
Right. And she took him to school, and the security camera shows her at the school. She then calls her husband at work.
Well, boyfriend, technically.
Boyfriend, right. And then he gets home at, and this is weird because I saw he got home at 1 or 2.
1:40, he called her. She didn't answer the phone, and he got home at 2. I think she had been spotted, actually. They said the last time she had been seen was drop-off at school, but I think someone has said that they've seen her since, or she's on camera since, arriving back to the apartment. So we know she made it back to the apartment where her car was, and inside the car was the purse and the keys. Diaper bag inside, like you said.
No, not the keys. No keys.
No keys?
She has the keys and the phone.
Okay.
And he said, too, this is weird. He said, oh, when I saw she didn't come home, I went looking in the dumpsters for her keys.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, what?
That was odd. Well, her car was there. And so I was thinking, yeah, okay, let's go with this story. Say she's abducted. I guess her keys and her phone could be in her pockets, so the purse is left behind. But then it hit me. It's like, wait.
Her phone?
No. Well, her phone could be in her pocket.
But if you're, but if you're
no kidnapper is going to want to take a two-week-old, period.
Or the phone.
No.
You don't want the phone
but
either.
Maybe they didn't know the phone was on her, like it's in her pocket, until they find out.
I think that'd be something. If I'm kidnapping her, I'm checking her for her phone.
But my
she's
going
to have to lock it up.
But my overall point.
I have a lock it up policy when I kidnap people.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt there until it hit me. It's like, no kidnapper wants to deal with a two-week-old.
No.
Move on to somebody else.
No way. No. Or you'd leave the two-year-old in the car seat.
Yeah. So then the thing
two-week-old.
Then the thinking is, okay, I guess you think maybe she just disappeared on her own accord until you remember, wait, she dropped off the six-year-old at school. She's not going to just leave with a two-week-old and not her six-year-old
great
son.
Great sleuth.
Thank you. So basically, he did it.
Yeah.
Let's look at an interview, but first.
He was Ned Flandering all over the place, so.
Ned Flandering?
Yeah, with the straining to do.
Yes, he was straining.
Explaining.
Yeah, we'll take a look at an interview. Do you know which interview we should look at, Mark?
I think the Fox one with his dad.
Okay.
Mainly because both their cell phones ring during the interview.
And we'll
that
get
just makes me laugh.
And we'll get the Soul of Detroit on camera so people can witness ML Elric back in the basement. But first, let's see. I'm just going to mention Luke and Wacky real quick, who you can call for financial. If you're looking at your financial future,
I'm going to do that Friday with Luke.
Are you?
Good. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The new year and whatever. Just stirring up the funds.
What are you looking at those? I'm wondering how many more days, how many more weeks, how many more months, how many more years at WLLZ?
No.
Do you have to be there?
Oh, gosh, no.
Of course not.
It's not that. It's just what 2020 is going to be like, you know?
Well, combine the 401ks or look at the investments or 529 or a myriad of other things you could look at in terms of securing your financial future. A lot of times it's how you spend your money or what are you invested in or, you know, do you have a plan at all? And how far are you from needing a plan and how long are you planning on being around and how do you make your money last as long as you do? Luke likes to look at questions like that. 248-663-4748. He's got a big staff of people. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and or marketing names, product services referenced here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And then the other big news besides ML is that Jim Bentley
is now one of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. As a matter of fact, he just started at Zotford and already sold a car. That's cool. And he's there to take care of all of your automotive needs at Zotford and Holly. Getting a new vehicle is supposed to be fast, fun, simple, and easy, and it is with Bentley. All that and a bag of chips.
It is a lot of fun.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Jim.
Better still, and he is just hell at prepping a car too. He knows all of the actual, you know, electronic devices and how to program it.
He can
show you how to listen to the podcast. That's
be surprisingly professional when he needs to be.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he totally is, because when he came back as sales after he was the producer, it was amazing, the transformation. Anyway, Zotford's holiday trifecta has clearly destroyed. I haven't blown him any since he's been back. So, but anyway, the Zotford holiday trifecta has destroyed Brandon's garbage locks of the week and is going to continue to do
necessary?
So.
Is that really necessary?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you Jim want me to change a copy? Now through the end of the year? Do you have any other ideas for? No. In case you've been living under a rock, here's that Ford's Lock of the Month. Part one is 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of the 0% loan, you'll make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. And finally, lock of all locks. Part three, in addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, that is going to put $7,000 cash in your pockets. Yeah. They're going to give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Call Anthony or Jim Bentley or both of them if you want to right now and activate your lock trifecta at 248-215-5151. 248-215-5151. Hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from our friends at Zotford.
All righty. And Facebook Live's all fired up. And is ML on camera? We have a camera that can...
An ML cam.
Hey.
ML cam.
It's been a while since I was on camera.
like yesterday.
A couple days, but maybe a while before I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
No, like yeah. Every show.
You were last on camera Monday, right?
Monday.
The De La Salle story. Yep. And by the way, I just was watching stories about that last night, and they had a big protest in Warren.
Right.
They have 6 cop cars. Protecting these parents who don't want to talk. The media is bothering them.
Oh, well, good job. It's kinda,
yeah, it's like being at Northwestern or something.
Oh.
thank goodness none of those pencil necks with notebooks bothered anybody.
Or those poor Northwestern kids who attend a protest and someone actually takes their picture and re-triggers them by putting them in the paper.
Yeah, I wonder if they're so worried about what happened to them for having their name shared somewhere. I wonder if they ever worried about the person on stage, how they'd feel about having things yelled at them. It seems like everybody is being somehow assaulted. To me, I'm just, you know, I look at a situation like that and I take the Mo approach, which is just knock all the heads together and move on.
I like that idea. So anyway, this thing last night was strange. I got the impression the parents, and you know the story inside out. I get the impression the parents are saying, the kids didn't do anything.
You know, I did not see what happened with that.
And we're talking about, by the way, the hazing. There's 3 students suspended.
Hazing, but yeah.
Alleged hazing, yeah. They've been suspended for 48 days or something. And there was talk of something crazy going on.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
Which, I don't know why we always hear about, you know, broomsticks. And it's so crazy. I can never imagine why hazing would ever reach that point, but that's sort of where it was going. And these 3 guys suspended, they're now suing the school, right?
They're suing the school, the trustees, the president. They're, you know, they're trying to get anybody who might have some authority over getting them back in the school to either allow them back in the school. I think that would make the lawsuit go away, or I guess get damages, because one of the claims in their lawsuit is breach of contract. They pay a lot of money to go to these schools, and they're not getting the benefit of their tuition because they haven't been able to go to school for more than a month.
Yeah, but isn't there still a handbook or something that goes along? Or don't they have...
Well, are they saying they didn't do anything wrong?
They are saying they didn't do anything wrong, and they're also saying that if we did something, and this is a bad synopsis, but basically, if we did something wrong... It's been going on for years and years and years, and why are we the only ones who have been suspended? And by the way, why are the only people who have been suspended look like us? Now, we don't know whether the other kids' names came up in the course of this investigation. We don't know whether it's as victims or perpetrators in what way, but I think the biggest beef that these kids have, speaking through their lawyer, is that no one will answer any questions for us. And they basically said, rat on everybody and you can come back. It's sort of like scent of a woman. It bared men or bared bums.
Hoo-ah.
That's right.
Hoo-ah.
His soul is intact.
Wow. Hoo-ah.
Where's that Pulitzer Prize-winning Hoo-ah. Descriptive power there?
I worked with Al a little bit. I helped him get him ready for the Irishman. As an Italian-American, he needed to spend some time with me to understand the pain of the Irish people.
Did you watch the Irishman?
You know what? I haven't had 8 hours to spare since
I understand.
Better question.
Kind of bottomed out, but
better question.
I will have lots of time to watch it now.
Do you have
and the
Netflix?
Cut,
yes, you do have time.
And the DVD extras.
Do you even have?
Read some
do
of
you
the
even
notes.
Have Netflix?
I do have Netflix.
You do?
What?
Yeah. So
that seems really extravagant for you.
Your own?
So no. So here's what happened with Netflix.
Oh, is it Brandon's account?
So no. It's worse. You guys probably remember Ben Schmidt from the Free Press.
Yes, great sure. Yeah.
Guy, a little bit of a deadbeat. Anyway, we're staying at his place, and his kids and my kids are good friends, and they started going on their Netflix account. And so when they came
home.
What,
your kids started going
on? Our kids started going on their Netflix account because his kids gave our kids the password.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
So then.
It transferred to you.
Right. So what ends up happening is we start watching Netflix. Then I start getting these text messages and these phone calls with a Pittsburgh area code saying, get off Netflix. We can't get on Netflix. So
well, then Ben Schmidt probably has not seen The Irishman.
No.
What's he doing in Pittsburgh?
He is a editor at the Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Oh. Okay.
Ben!
Well, it's been a big week for the old... Kwame beat guys. Yeah. Jim Schaefer got a new job at the Free Press.
Kilpatrick,
damn
Schaefer
that.
Pimps up. Elric hoes down.
Yeah,
still making headlines.
Hell yeah,
that seems. Yeah, that's right. At least you got a lot of media coverage. I mean, you're the news today.
Yeah, I mean,
Detroit
it's
News
like,
or the Free Press. Detroit News seems to have snubbed you though.
You know, they're still mad because I quit that paper route. That was the first newspaper job I left.
No kidding.
My first journalism departure.
The most lucrative one too.
Pro Rata, yes. It was...
No, we got Cranes as a story, which means it's big business. Elric leaves Fox, too. It's big business. It's
stock
in Cranes.
Stock market in flux.
It is.
It's
locally,
a big deal.
Taking attention away from the impeachment, too, which is...
Oh, my God.
Democrats are very upset.
Let me guess. This guy from Georgia thinks it sucks, and the guy from New York thinks it's great. I just saved everybody 12 hours.
Yep. We just went over that a while ago. I know. Isn't it just so dumb? It's like I haven't heard anything new in, it seems like, 2 weeks to me.
I just love that it's all delivered so convincingly and so passionately, even though it's the same thing they've been saying over and over again. You know, these guys should be on Broadway because each performance – you know, has the same energy, whereas I'm just like, you know, at first I was like, I'm starting a new chapter in my life. And now after a day of people saying what am I doing, I'm just like, yeah, I'm starting a new chapter in my life. What do you want me to say? I'm not there anymore. I'm hoping things work out. But, you know, would you please buy some Soul of Detroit T-shirts, Kwame Sutras, or our wonderful new hockey jerseys?
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
We have yet to make available, but will soon be very available. Just in time for... Easter or my bankruptcy.
Yeah, this whole business, I mean, the guy with the R screams loud about how unfair. The guy with the D screams how horrible it is. It's, I don't know, I said this earlier today. Maybe I'm wrong. I think this is the most unobjective group that could possibly be going through this. The most unobjective group.
Right, and Jim Jordan, who sees... nothing but injustice somehow did not see wrestlers getting diddled by the coach. So I don't know where this 2020 – perhaps he saw Dr. Yaldo and he got that special vision. So now he can see better than 2020. have that back when he was in Columbus.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, I never connected Jim Jordan from Ohio. To me, Jim Jordan's the Ohio State guy.
Yeah.
Who you know had the trainer that everybody was beating everybody off. And,
yeah.
and he,
yeah.
they're all like, hey, the trainers beat me up. What? You know, and then when I saw him on TV, I was like, wait, is that the Ohio State guy?
Yeah.
Instead of going.
He's the one without the jacket. He's very casual.
Mm-hmm.
Whip a kid off, whatever, take a jacket off, whatever. It's all the same.
He's very intense. I can't believe anything would get by that guy. So anyway, yeah, you're back, the Soul of Detroit. There was a recording today. It will not. It'll be up as soon as, I guess, there's some I's to dot. And T's
yeah, we're trying to make sure that when we roll out, we roll out properly. And that there are no unanticipated pauses.
Okay.
That's a great way to put it.
Wait. Cindy says MLB. will be fine raking in all that money from DTE for your solar-powered house. Are you still raking in money from DTE?
No, I will tell Cindy that this is the first day in about a month we've actually generated some meaningful kilowatts.
Oh, okay.
Really? We're up somewhere around 15. Cindy, if you want to bring your air popcorn maker over, you know, we'll get those kernels fired up for you.
Well, DTE, that's an interesting topic.
And if you have any empty cans, I could probably use those too right about now.
There were accusations. You should collect your own empty cans.
Just make sure they're
rinsed
out.
The time
out.
To pick them up. There were accusations that your DTE story had caused all this problem because there was a podcast on it which expanded on the story, and DTE complained bitterly. I mean, I wish DTE was more concerned about keeping the power on, but apparently they don't like that.
Oh, a little sidebar. You know, all those end of the year things are coming out. The number four search thing on Google in the state of Michigan was DTE power outage map.
Well, that's
so. I'm sure they're doing
telling.
Their jobs.
I thought it was a great story, but there was
number
murmurs.
Six still. ML Elric commits career suicide. future of cobbling together a living predicted
it's
by
a hot thing, man. Cobbling.
It's number six with a bullet.
Oh, damn.
So, the DTE came down hard because you dared to expose that DTE is not always the best, most efficient operation, and that in expanding on the podcast, you drew bad light onto the podcast, and DTE shut you down!
I don't know that that's exactly right. I think somebody was going to tell me that, but the lights went out in my office, and they couldn't find me because DTE supplies energy to Fox.
I see.
We do have a generator, though.
Can it be said that DT didn't like your story?
I think that's a safe assumption. Yeah.
I wouldn't think they would like it.
They did not offer to advertise on the podcast afterwards, so I'm assuming that says something. But they did not communicate directly with me. My recollection of how this all went down is I was asked, what did you say on the show? I recounted it. The question was it all factual? I said it was. And they're like, okay. Because it was all factual. We actually didn't express an opinion. We just stated the facts that they tried to increase your rates by 18%. They got knocked down to 9%. They reduced the rates that they would pay to people like me who generate their own power, even though they say that green
power. Wait, they reduced the rates? When you're homeless, they reduce the rates?
Well, it was before I was homeless. I was actually doing quite well at that time. These days, I could probably use a couple extra shekels.
You're generating power back to them, and they reduced the rate that you were earning on the power that you were generating?
So we generate power. We feed it into the system, and at night when there's no sun, we buy it back. So the idea is, under state law, you really shouldn't generate more than you use, so that at the end you're kind of neutral. But at the same time, DTE asked for more money from all of us. They asked the state to allow them to pay about 75% less to people, homeowners, who generate their own power.
There's also
we pointed that out. We also pointed out some studies. We also mentioned that now that they got their 18 knocked down to 9%, they went back for another 9%. And we mentioned that there have been studies by groups that I think are probably considered kind of lefty groups, and we disclosed that they happen to have the longest power outages, and they take the longest to restore the power. So,
sure feels that way to me. I'm not kidding you. I get as much email about it. Seems like anyone who listens to us who loses power emails me immediately. It's the first thing they do.
Think you could do something about it. Fun fact, though, too, if you generate a lot of power, like more than you use, they don't cut you a check, right? Don't they just?
They do not. What ends up happening is you always have a balance, and that's why you're supposed to not generate more than you use. Because the idea is, you know, at the end, it's a wash. And I don't know, and I don't have that much of a surplus that I could say, you know, hey, could you slide a few KWs over my boy Drew over in Ferndale? And
You mean lend power or just
or share, you know, like say, hey, can you knock my mom's bill down by $10? Because I'm generating, you know, I'm out in the desert and I'm blazing out here. I'm cooking up heat like nobody's business. I haven't inquired about that yet, but so far it's kind of been a wash.
That's got to be hard for their billing department.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
Well, one thing we know, because ML is no longer at Fox 2, is the bad guys are having a field day today. People are just going crazy, pulling all kinds of scams. Brian Banks is back to his crazy ways.
George Cushingberry just announced a write-in campaign for whatever the hell is available.
Oh, fun.
What is Cush up to?
Looked like about 285 last time I saw him.
Is he doing anything? In,
oh, I'm sure he's doing something, somebody, but we don't know what it is. I did speak to his former city council staffer who sued him for harassment or discrimination, and that case is continuing but is not concluded yet, so we don't know where that's going yet.
Oh. Okay. Hope Fox 2 does not find out, by the way. I don't know how many people know this. Jay Towers does a radio show while he's doing the morning TV show at Fox 2.
What?
Yes.
Let's not mess up my man, Jay. He's,
I know.
He's okay.
Jay's cool. Where'd you see Jay doing, Mark?
Oh.
On your Christmas tree?
When I was doing the Fox 2 website scrub watch, I noticed that there was, because, you know, he did the video.
Oh, did you know we're doing the Fox 2 ML, Fox 2 website ML scrub watch? They haven't scrubbed you from the website
your
yet.
Your bio is still
up there. Are
you
calling me a scrub, or what does this mean?
Your bio.
Scrub you from the website.
I'm not familiar with the developments of the podcast community over the last 4 months.
Fox 2 website.
You use the garbage. Scrub alert.
Damn it.
You're still up there.
And I just got my new staff photo, too.
The scrub. Can you check the scrub watch? I'm curious.
Yeah.
It's still up there. It seems like it wouldn't be up there by now.
So Jay and Amy, who went and got the chicken sandwich, and he was so miserable about doing, which he did not want to do that.
They were. Remember, they were way back in the line. Jay got out of the car.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, my God, I've been doing a radio show and a TV show already today, and now I'm driving to Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm. No, Popeye's.
Popeye's. And so he got out of the car, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden they had all this food.
But the thing you have to remember about Jay is if he was a little testy, it's because he probably emceed several charitable events on the way over there. This guy
does everything, man.
When I did, and he's a
he'll probably be the investigative reporter at Fox 2 now.
well, I think that would require cut and pay. But anyway, I was doing that piece on the state senator who was using his campaign funds to buy furniture and stuff for himself, even though he wasn't running for a re-election anymore.
Yeah. Nice.
And there was an auction that the Capuchins had put on, and I asked the Capuchins, you know, can I get your program? And I was looking into it, and I'm looking through the whole thing, and guess who? The auctioneer for this Capuchin.
It's Jay Towers.
Jay Towers. Wow. It is very hard in this town to do something good without involving Jay Towers. I do not know when the man sleeps.
Is that audio of Jay?
That's just to get the chicken sandwich.
He's a madman.
No, he is. He's got a gigantic heart. He's got a good family.
And he loves Superman.
He does love
Superman?
Big time.
Yes, Superman.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's got a Superman podcast, in fact.
I'm not.
Wait, does Fox 2 know he has a Superman podcast?
That's my favorite superhero.
I'm not here to mess up anybody else's gigs, man. I know how that goes. That's rough.
I'm begging people not to tell.
Oh, they will.
The powers that be that Jay Towers is doing a radio show and TV show and has a podcast.
This is kind of a bad way to keep that secret. If I could dip in on that, you know, I mean, a lot of people
do
listen to this show. And
I mean, generally, people are really cool about keeping secrets when we announce them. I mean, nobody ever tells Tom Mazzaway anything. He just listens to the entire show and finds out every negative thing that comes out about him somehow.
Hey, being a reporter, when you see coverage about
former reporter, but yes,
it's in your blood. When you see the other stories written about your departure, does it bother you? Do you want to edit them? Do you want to change things on them? Like when you read about it?
So I really can't talk about that at this moment, but I will just say one thing.
Of course
thing,
you can't.
And I want to say it to both point out an inaccuracy. So I'm only speaking to set the record straight. But the Free Press reported that my departure was abrupt, which could not have been further from the truth. At the same time, if they'd called me to say, hey, is this an abrupt departure, I would have not been able to comment. So I merely mentioned that to set the record straight.
Well, it felt abrupt.
Maybe to you guys.
not to me. Not to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like the guy who jumps from 100,000 feet in the air. Yeah, by the time you hit the ground, it feels like the ground was coming pretty fast. But that's a long fall, man.
And they said, oh, we want 2 weeks. And then I said, why don't you fuck off?
Is that actual audio?
It's not actual audio from what I understand.
That's not Fox 2 hidden cameras rolling on that one. That's
all right.
It's
well,
taken out of context.
Anyway, we're glad to have Soul Detroit back. There'll be a new episode up soon. And thanks for popping on Facebook Live today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be back down here. It's good to see that not too much has changed. Although
no,
I know Bentley's coming back. That's good.
Yes, yeah. Bentley was on the Sunday Monday show.
So Zip is doing Fridays now. Is that how it works?
We're working on that.
Okay.
Trying to fit the benefits package around his needs.
Boy,
which he just needs a free studio. So I think it's going to work out.
It's something to be said for enlightened employers.
Amen.
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
Just right, stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
Soul Detroit coming at you.
Yeah, buy the merch, folks. We need to replenish the coffers there.
Yes.
He is at work. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
Well, that reminds me, the Drew and Mike store is open, as is the Amazon portal, as is donation bar. And you can use our advertisers, too. You're always allowed to do that. So I guess it's about – do we have a boner line today, Brandon?
No.
We don't. Okay. Then I'm not going to tell people about Lover's Lane. Maybe I'll tell them anyway. Lover's Lane now has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials, 35 store locations, loverslane.com or the all-new sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting couples toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Shop now and get a gift in time for the holidays that your partner will be sure to love. Sexdrive.com powered by...
You love me.
Lover's Lane.
Great website, too, right, Brandon?
He was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
I never knew that.
There's some good pictures on there.
I never knew that they would allow...
Nipples.
They freed the nipple on that website.
Yeah. Wait, a Lover's Lane website?
Yeah, and it's, Sex Drive, not Lover's Lane. Cool. Sex Drive one.
Do we have the interview of the husband of the woman missing 6 days?
Yeah, Shane Carey is his name. He's with his father, Ty.
Okay. By the way, I want to mention that her parents showed up in Austin today. Yeah. They were giving interviews, and they seemed to be asking her to come home, almost like she may not have been taken away in a nefarious manner. And the police are suggesting the same thing. Maybe not suggesting it, but saying that we think she may well be alive. And
has she contacted them?
I don't know. But so then there's one other thing, which is that police were asked. It was suggested, I guess, that there's been a number of domestic calls, 911 type calls.
Oh, interesting.
And police would not confirm or deny, which generally means that doesn't sound good to
me. Well, it's really interesting. The police have been very quiet on this, meaning while this guy was doing interviews with everybody, meaning that they're waiting for him to kind of slip. It's almost like an interview without having to interview him. They're waiting for him to slip up. They're waiting for other information. Not that they're not looking for her.
Well, they talked to him, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah.
He's not lawyered up or anything.
But publicly, they're not saying much otherwise.
No. Okay, well, let's see what he has to say, and let's decide whether he did it or not.
Basically, like every day, we wake up around 6:30.
There's a cell phone going off.
Okay, you can
take it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Nice job! None of you!
Every day, I wake up first because I have to go to work first.
Nice volume, by the way.
And then I do my morning routine.
Is that low?
I do everything. They start waking up around 6:30. And so like I start waking them up, I give them kisses goodbye. I have a good day at school. And then she starts making their sandwiches. And so I went to work. She took Margot with Silas. She dropped them off at school to the book fair. And after the book fair, she called me around 8-something. On her way home from the book fair, she said she spent $25. I was like, that's okay. And I told her I have to go because I was on my way out.
So all that could be very true.
Yeah, that's not really – I mean, we're not really worried about this part.
Except for that it's an inordinate amount of detail.
Yeah, and
– I spent $25. I said that's okay.
Well,
I mean, all of
I paused at that because I thought – she has to call him to tell him she spent $25 at the book fair? I mean, it doesn't really mean anything. Not yet.
Straining to do some explaining.
He seems sincere. I haven't heard anything really weird yet.
He could turn his phone off.
Do you buy and pretty much I worked all day until about 1-something, and then I got here around 2. I seen her car, walked upstairs. She wasn't here. and her phone was off. So I thought she was at her friend's house because her friend lives in the same complex, so she might be over there with her phone off. So I thought nothing of it, but she their wasn't back off? Yet. So then
do
I
people
went
turn
and
their phone
my
off?
Son from daycare. And
well, sometimes the battery dies.
And he didn't finish his lunch, so I told me to grill it for him. And basically, then we after a little bit, I called my dad.
Oh, dad.
That's my dad.
And then I called her friends, and she didn't hear from them. Her friends didn't hear from her, so then I called the cops.
Thanks, Trudy.
And then they came over here. I think it was around 7:30, I think. And
hey, say, he's kind of dream weaving me now. Been,
yeah. I'm trying to reach out.
Too many details.
Just help. I don't know. She's a great mom.
There she is in the background. What if that's her?
That'd be
she's
cool.
That girl that just walked in the background out of the apartment building.
So the last time you heard from her was around 8:30?
Yeah, yeah, 8, right, even probably before then. Like
I mean,
8:15.
His tears are legit.
Yeah, he looks, he seemed, I don't know, this is a weird one.
7, right? It's really tough one.
I think it was like 7:15 or 7:30 maybe, something like that. Yeah.
And just tell me a little bit about Heidi and Marta.
Oh, they're amazing. They're,
what can you say about a 2-week
that
old?
That sure is a mystery.
Yeah, she shits a lot and she eats, she breastfeeds.
It's an awesome baby.
2 weeks old. And, she's like the cutest little pucker lips. Gorgeous little baby. And we just play.
Really?
Really cool. She doesn't have. She can't do anything mean. I don't know.
So what do you think happened?
Beautiful people. Loving people.
Do they ask him?
Really.
Is there anything worth seeing in the rest of this?
No,
I mean, he seems
just
sincere to me.
He
seemed
to be really crying.
And I don't know. I guess I always want people to be crying. I would just assume that they would be crying.
It's worth noting. I mean, he does this interview for a long time. He takes all the questions they have. So he is putting himself out there.
It's not the only interview he's done either.
No, he's done a ton of interviews, and he's worn the same hat in every one, so I'm not sure if they're all in the same.
Maybe he's not changing clothes. He's so worked up. And
he always has a hat on. What if there's hair missing, like someone pulled it out in a fight?
Oh, that's giving me a clue.
Well,
I don't
that's kind of what I would be wondering. Did they... They photograph his chest and his back and
I'm
his
sure
arms.
They did.
And his, he probably did, yeah. But I would think they'd tell us.
He's not a suspect yet.
No. Doesn't sound like it.
He's not even a person of interest, they say.
Oh, boy.
But
she
wouldn't walk out on the other kids.
Yeah, I couldn't see that happening either.
But then again, but also.
How many kids?
Two other
a six-year-old and a two-week-old. Yeah, oh, there's two other ones?
Oh, maybe just one. Maybe just one.
Just a six-year-old and the two-week-old.
Six and a two-week-old.
No
yeah.
one. Mark, you said it immediately. No one's going to kidnap a two-week-old baby.
And a mom.
You're like, nah, I'm going to kidnap somebody else. Go back to what you're doing.
I'm going
to
make this kidnapping even harder by having the responsibilities of a two-week-old.
Yeah, that's... I can't see that.
Well,
Although maybe that's the genius behind it.
How old is the... How old is the baby? Again.
2 weeks.
2 weeks old. You could be suffering from postpartum. And abscond on your own.
Wouldn't you want to be having postpartum with your car and your purse?
And your phone being on?
Maybe you know someone and you run away to them.
And if you're taking that 2 week old, wouldn't you want to take the baby, the diaper bag?
Yeah, or the car seat.
Or else you're going to have to buy diapers, then you'd be on camera somewhere buying diapers.
Wherever you're going, you know they've got that.
I don't see a mother of a two-week-old having, a relationship outside. I mean, that'd be pretty strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Unless it's his kid. Unless it's the other guy's kid.
That could be. And if she had postpartum.
Then you have to say, still left a six-year-old. I mean.
Isn't postpartum kind of Isn't part of postpartum being, not caring about the kid?
Oh, yeah. Not always.
Kind of.
Not always, okay.
Not always. No? Postpartum, I mean, it's no joke. It messes with the chemicals in your mind.
Yeah.
I still think she'd take her purse.
I just thought that was part of it where
I guess it's individual. It's individual how you would react.
It's different for everybody, too. Yeah.
But she just ran away because of it.
I don't think she ran away.
No?
Not without her car. Not without a diaper bag.
Yeah, she...
I'm not saying he did it, but someone else.
I think I could run away without a car and a diaper bag.
the two with the two with a 2 week old?
Maybe.
No way.
I want to challenge myself.
I want you to. I want to see you do that.
Who's got a 2 week old? I can borrow.
It is.
Oh, I just started getting a clue.
It is strange that the car is just right where it's supposed to be, unlocked.
Yeah.
Purse in the car. It's, you know, it would seem that, you know, if she's something happened then, that she got out of the car, she's got her keys, her cell phone, she would have had a chance to grab her purse. I don't know.
If he staged it, shouldn't he have, like, put the purse on the ground outside the car?
Yes.
Don't they have the ability to tell where your cell phone is, even if it isn't?
I don't, you know, that's a good question.
Did I read that? Was that fiction?
I don't think so.
No?
There are actually a few crimes, having watched a lot of ID Channel. There are actually a few criminals who've committed crimes and turned and had the foresight to turn off their phone, which is what I always go, you idiot, why did you take your phone with you? The thing to do is to leave your phone on and leave it at home. Yeah. Don't turn it off.
Right,
because when they turn off, he turned off his phone. He never turns his phone off.
And when he turned it back on, he was in a different area.
Or leave it somewhere where it's your alibi.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. It needs to be your alibi.
By the way, did you know Danny DeVito was in the House of Representatives?
Frank Reynolds. He looks like him.
Goddamn shoes.
The guy from Arizona.
Looks like a resemblance.
A little more weathered Danny DeVito.
The biggest thing, though, with Shane to me, what was he doing from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.?
Well, he said he was looking in dumpsters for car keys, which
that's four hours. Because at 6 p.m. is when his six-year-old son, when they got the call, hey, your kid hasn't been picked up.
Wait, what time did they call? Was it more like 3?
Was it 3 o'clock?
I thought it was earlier than that because he went and picked up the kid.
I thought so, too.
And then I don't know what.
But he still didn't file the missing persons until 8:30. Now, he said he was calling people, which seems normal. That'd be a normal thing you'd do to call
everybody.
Yeah,
but
you
call people, then a few shovelfuls, and call another guy. And just saying,
okay, that's fair.
Once the police are involved, then you're out of time. You can't do anything.
You took it one step further than I did because I was saying if he said he called all these people, it's pretty easy to see if he did. But you're right. I guess he could do shovels in between calls,
or you know, a lot of stuff. Shovels. But the interview was
maybe he was looking in dumpsters to say, "Don't search any of the dumpsters, cops. I already checked there."
He gave an interview on radio. That was described as being very strange because he felt that he couldn't talk or he couldn't. I don't know. It was weird. But now that I've seen him interviewed,
I understand.
He looks like he's. This is not his. Being a public personality is not his thing. It's not something he ever wanted to be. And he seems really.
Well, I was telling you
that other
interview I watched, they had like the raw video. And right off the bat, you know, they're going through the whole thing like, is your mic okay? And checking him. And he said, yeah, I don't like looking into the camera. I like to look down when I'm talking and thinking. Because every interview you see with him, he's looking down, which a lot of people would say, he's guilty. He never looks at the camera.
I would have said look up because people are going to think it's weird if you're looking down.
Yeah, but if you're doing the interview, do you want to coach? I don't know, ML, do you want to do that? He's not paying attention, is he? He just gave a thumbs up.
How do you know, I mean, unless you study it, and if you study it, there's usually an internet pattern of what you've studied, how to proceed with a murder.
Things
to do, the way to look, and how to present yourself.
You think he'd Google all that stuff.
Maybe he'd get caught.
Then, of course, they go to your phone.
Exactly,
and
then you're caught.
He went to the library.
Library, yeah.
God, it's amazing. People just can't help themselves but Google, you know, how to kill your wife.
Yeah.
You know, how to poison your wife, how to poison somebody. It's just so amazing to me. And it's always like, well, their three-year-old had access to the computer, too.
And just happened to type in death by gun.
I know. It's just so insidious.
Didn't Casey Anthony search something, too?
Oh, yeah. She searched
chloroform.
Yeah,
chloroform. But didn't they claim?
But she misspelled. Didn't they say she misspelled chlorophyll. Another word?
Chlorophyll, which makes you feel purified in you.
Chlorophyll? More like borophyll.
I think that was the mom who said, I was searching chlorophyll.
Oh, whatever. Right.
She's like, oh, please. Her mother destroyed that case. Her mother actually tried to help her on the stand, which was such bullshit. So anyway, there was a, speaking of, you know, people doing things on phones and such, there was a really strange case I saw where this guy married this guy. He was, how old is he? I guess he was about
the guy I know.
Early 30s, and I would say she was 24, 25. She's really pretty. She was kind of a social media person, not, you know, an influencer. influence her. But she took a lot of pictures, and she's always smiling. She's very pretty. Anyway, she and this guy get in a relationship, this guy, and they seem like a really nice couple. And they get married, and they have a kid fairly quickly. And then one night, she is going to get some medication from the pharmacy, and she goes out at 10:30 to walk. I think they said it was a half mile.
Okay.
Might have been more than that. Might have been a mile. And
psycho.
And she never came back.
They never had a, they didn't have a car.
It was in New York City.
Okay.
So walking would be easier, I guess. They did have a car.
Closer pharmacy?
Well, I'm just telling you what they told me.
So she walked.
So they're looking all over for her, and they're, you know, looking at all these things. And meanwhile, the father, who seems to be very much at home with taking care of the two-year-old, he's just, you know, he's a very caring father. He's known to all their friends as, you know, just an incredible father and a pretty good guy. And they keep digging into this thing. And they're just not really getting anywhere. And he is
I wish I had a father.
He's extremely cooperative. Very cooperative. In fact, at one point they said, you know, is he a little too cooperative?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And they start interviewing. I think they brought in a fresh investigator. It's like, can you start over in this thing and just sort of look at it with fresh eyes? And this was just a couple months in, I believe. And this guy digs in. He starts re-interviewing all these people, all these friends and stuff. And somebody finally comes out with it that, well, I think he might be gay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well. And he says he's a great father. I mean, he, you know, I don't know what to say, but I think he was in a relationship with a guy.
Am I gay?
And I don't think she knows about it.
Oh, crap.
And then they talk to her. Actually, it's his aunt, who she got very close to, and she used to talk to her every day on the phone.
Okay,
and,
of course.
And they also find out that she has a second phone, which is like, a second phone? And the aunt says, I paid for it, but it was a secret. And it's like, what, a second phone? And she said, well, we talked so much on the phone. And it's like, but you can only talk on one phone at a time. This sounds weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
But anyway, the
gay. Fucking shit.
I'm trying to remember what did the aunt tell her? The aunt had, she had inklings that he was gay, and she had heard something, or she, in digging into this, she sort of found out that, oh, he has his rich parents in Nicaragua, I believe it was, and they thought he was gay, and they said, you're out of the will, because you're gay. And he said, no, I'm not gay. And they said, well, we want some grandkids. And so all of a sudden it becomes, oh, he wanted her to have a kid so he could go, hey, mom and dad, look, I got a kid. I'm not gay.
Oh, man.
And
give me my money.
And they also find out, I mean, this is sort of a roundabout story, but, you know, it seems to have some legs. Then they find out that she, on this separate phone, is talking to this attorney who helped her get a safety deposit box or a P.O. box. No, it was a safety deposit box, actually. And she started her own account, her own bank account.
Oh, okay.
So she was planning to leave. And I guess that the story from her aunt was that there was
start a new account. That's the way it is.
There was this friend of his that kept coming over, and they would get in these big fights, and the other guy would start crying.
Oh, yikes.
She thought, the fuck is this guy crying about? And he's like, oh, he's a bad person. And I know. And it's like, yeah, but he's crying. What the fuck is that? So anyway, they're still at a standstill. They can't find her body, and they're finding out all this weird stuff, and it does...
Man up. Stop crying.
Appears to be true that he was in a long-term relationship with another guy.
Wow.
The crying
guy?
He
broke up. Yeah, the crying guy who he still was in contact with. Wow. And somehow his next relationship is with her, and she gets pregnant as his two-year-old. And then one night...
I'm not gay.
When they started to re-dig into this thing, they came across... They have this technology there. I'd never heard of this. Where the police car... literally zones in on every license plate within its orbit, kind of, you know, a certain amount to the left, right, straight ahead, and reports all the license plates that it sees as it's tooling along.
Whoa, that's scary.
Yeah, and somebody dug into there and said, hey, his license plate. He was on this street at this time at 2 o'clock in the morning that night. And he this is why I thought of it. He left his phone at home.
Oh.
So they had gone through his phone and they said, no, I never left.
Yeah.
But then they find this license plate. Have you ever heard of this technology, by the way?
Zoo says he has.
Yeah. What do you know about it?
Do you have it?
So I've seen videos where, like, towing companies or whatever will go through a Walmart and they run it to see if any car needs to be towed.
That's
for police.
Smart. So that's smart.
They just run straight through Walmart up and down the aisles and it, you know, locks onto it and takes whatever car is, you know, hot.
How does
he was caught?
That's pretty
I'm
cool.
Very proud to say.
How do it
him.
Know?
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
How does it capture all of the?
I guess the way they showed it, and I don't know if it's like that. You know, when you're taking a picture of a group of people, and the thing squares around the heads.
Yeah. Oh.
This thing would square around a license plate.
Oh, cool!
And squared around another one coming from the other direction. It was really weird.
All right, so leave phone at home.
So
leave phone at home.
Plate on car.
Yeah, fake plate on car.
Don't have a secret gay relationship.
Yeah, that makes it hard too.
Don't bring crying guy over
don't
to your house.
Don't kill
when
someone.
So I'm trying to remember what was his story, because they found that he had a little U-Haul trailer and he had driven that to this storage area, yeah. and in the basement of the storage area, there's a tarp, and under the tarp is her.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's.
Oh, God.
She's stuffed in a suitcase.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get people into suitcases, really.
I don't either.
So you stuff them.
And not only was she stuffed in there, she was duct taped. Like her mouth is duct taped, and she was not dead when he duct taped her mouth. I know. It was just a.
So what did he get?
Story.
Is Tekashi 6ix9ine going to be out first, or. How's it go on the Tekashi level?
Oh,
what did he get? What did this guy get?
Oh, I think he got a pretty good. I can't remember exactly, but I think it was a pretty good sentence. I don't know. I see all these cases where it just blows my mind.
It's got to be first degree, right? Premeditated. Got to be.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's premeditated because of the background.
He left his foot. And he left
but his parents
phone.
Might be happy. So, who knows?
Well, no.
Are they raising the kid?
Out of the will?
No, her parent. I think her mother's raising the kid.
Oh boy,
that poor kid.
But that reminds me of this other case. Oh my God, this thing was so bad. This guy, this lady who's single and she's kind of struggling. She's got two kids, really cute little kids, and she meets this guy and he's real interested in her. And she's like, well, I don't know. It just didn't seem like she was into him, but he was nice to her. And she's like,
I want you two to kiss each other.
At night, that's going to be an idea.
And one day she goes to pay her mortgage, which is in arrears. And they said, oh, it's all 10 kids, all up to date. And she said, what? Oh. She said, oh, this guy came in and paid it. It's like, who? And it's this guy.
This guy?
This guy.
Huh.
And so next thing you know, he's buying her, you know, I think he got her car. This guy's just like Mr., you know, giant present guy. And apparently it's enough to make her really like him.
Yeah.
And they get married. And as soon as they get married, and God, this happens all the time.
The present pipeline shuts down.
She gets pregnant. Oh. They have a baby. And it's very apparent that he has no interest in her two kids, is only interested in his kid. And in fact, he seems to just want to just these two kids, just get out of the way. Just don't be part of my life. Don't be part of your mom's life either, because your mom's mine.
Was there anything wrong with the kids? Were they assholes?
No, they were nice kids. They were cute kids.
Just dumps the kids.
Well, I mean, if the kid was a pain in the ass, I could see. Like,
okay. No, it was actually really sad. And so.
So they were legit just good kids, and he was just being an
asshole. Yeah, they were good kids.
Not his DNA.
And they get about, I think they're married maybe 2 or 3 years. And
I like to help the kids.
One day she comes home, and he's really like his head's down. He seems really upset. And she's like, what's the matter? And he goes, I did it for you. She's like, you did what for me? And he goes, I got fired today. He'd been embezzling money from this place he worked, and that's where he bought all her shit.
All his big gifts?
Yeah, all his big gifts were from embezzling from this company. And somehow he gets another job after that. Oh, he's in an insurance business, and they have friends over one night, and this lady's like, my house is, it was like Trudy's house. The house had turned on her. And he says, well, you know, you should just catch it on fire. And, you know, you got a great settlement. You'll be much better off.
Uh-huh.
And his wife's like, you can't do that. And it turns out this guy he's just got that scam thing in his brain.
Yeah.
Just that way.
It's a great story. What happened to the kids?
Well, one day she comes home, and they have a storage area in the back where he does work, and she notices that the fire department's there and fire trucks, and they're like, she's like, where are the two kids? He's like, they're gone. He goes, what do you mean they're gone? And he goes, we had explosion, and they blew up.
Oh, so two birds, one stone in his mind? Is that what
funny,
it is?
Funny. Yep. But
I know what his reaction is.
And the amazing thing blew
is,
up.
The amazing thing is, after every one of these events, she goes, it's gone. Really
just don't worry about it. It's like, gone.
Okay.
I really should have known. And she's really upset, of course. She's like, I really should have, at this point, this should have been the biggest red flag, but I don't know. I just let it roll off my back. Well, this one didn't really.
Did he buy her a gift after that?
Yeah, right.
No, this one did not roll off her back. She left, took the kids to her brother's house. She had two kids. She left the one kid, though, that was their kid, with him because she knew he'd flip out if she. Anyway, it all ends up where she moves on. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Her kids are dead.
Yeah.
She did take the one kid with her, and they get divorced, and. This guy is not charged for, I'm trying to think, how long did this go on?
Oh, boy.
He was not charged for probably 10, 11, 12 years.
Oh, my God, he's out there that long?
Yeah. And then these cold case people come in and.
Those cold case people are amazing.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah.
They should do a show on them.
They have all these pictures. They have all these pictures of, all the destruction, which, by the way, he cleaned up the next day. He's like, I didn't think you'd want to look at that, so I got it all cleaned up.
What the hell helpful.
Anyway, they determined that the fire was suspicious, and also that the two boys were not near. Usually when people are trying to escape, they're near a door or they're together, and they weren't. They were just lying down, and I think they determined that he had knocked them out and put them in there, and then this explosion, and they die. He is convicted. And he got 26 years. And I'm like, wait, he killed two small boys and he got 26 years? What?
Jesus.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I'm like,
totally
premeditated. You've got to be kidding me.
What state is this again?
I don't know what state. I can't remember what state.
Yeah, let's move to state.
To.
That only gives 26 years.
And then the other fucked up thing was he was fighting, appealing. And at some point they said, oh, the arson investigator did this wrong, and so we have to try him all over again. And he's been in jail at that point for like 12 years. And she goes, oh, God, I got to go through this again. So then she's shocked when she comes into court, and they say, we've reached a plea deal. Wow. He admits that he killed the kids, and he gets another 10 years.
So 36?
38?
No, he didn't serve 26. He served like 12 years in when the appeal said. So they were going to try him over, and he pleads, and they give him like 10 years. And then it turns out they said he could get out in 2 years, I think, as a result of, I don't know, probation or some mistake in the plea deal. It's like, what is going on here?
Oh my God. No more plea
deals. I know when you see, and Aunt Becky's going to get fucking 40 years, and I hope she does.
Throw the book at her.
Doesn't seem fair.
She won't take. She has a chance to take a plea. She won't.
No. Throw the book at her. But I'm just amazed. You can murder people, and you've been there 10 years.
He's a perfect candidate for that show that you watch where he's in jail and he gets out and he's got. What is that? Not 90 Day Fiancé.
You date the people. What's it called?
From prison.
Oh, 90 Day Fiancé? Yeah. That's
Love After Lockup.
He's perfect for that.
Yeah, he would be about the right kind of guy.
Yeah, somebody needs to keep an eye on him. So.
Oh, my God. 90
Plus
Day
Fiancé. Plus, he gives big gifts. Someone will want to hook up.
Well, that makes for an exciting show, too.
What a stupid present.
But, it's just so amazing when someone says, yeah, I killed the two kids. Well, they did.
Sorry.
Because you're not going to say you killed two people you didn't kill. But he's like, I got to get a deal.
Get away with killing people.
If you spend 12 years in jail for it and then you want to get out sooner, maybe.
And the other one, I think we talked about it the other day, this guy who is in jail for, I don't know, 10 years or something. He wasn't even in that long. And they said he finally, after he's convicted, he just convicted. And he came back and said, well, I might know where she is.
Oh, that's crazy.
What would you do if I did? And I think they said, I give you 10 years. And he's like, all right, I know where she is. And that was the guy that worked at the graveyard.
Oh, yeah. That's a wild story.
He had, there was a grave that was dug,
That was Dateline, wasn't it?
Is that Dateline? Yeah.
Some people said he was a Mike Clark separate at birth. It was a little bit. He was a peeping Tom.
There's better Mike Clark separate at birth.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, a bit. Yeah. A bit. Yeah. Yeah, that guy, boy, was a dick. Yeah. And he had so much upskirt photography.
I know.
And he kept it on video.
Oh.
What kind of a monster?
Yeah, get rid of it.
Still has a VCR. I think it was beta.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, 153 video cassettes. By the way, the word upskirt, it's like, I just can't get over that word is now a word. Like, oh yeah, he likes to upskirt stuff. He's got some upskirt videos.
You mean it's been normalized?
Yeah, it's like, it's just, you know, it's just something that people tape, you know, it's just a certain kind of video. Hey, I got some upskirts.
That our society is so seedy that we all know what that is.
Yeah, it is just creepy as
common
hell.
Language.
So creepy.
Yeah, that guy.
He was
out for a really, really long time.
A long time, yeah.
And now he's getting out again. Isn't that what, did you just say? Did,
yes. Yeah. That's what we reminded him of.
Okay. A couple of rock and roll notes today.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
first of all, this should be the second story by rights, but I'm not going to let it be because I think this is big news. The lead singer of the Flaming Groovies died, Roy Coney. And the Flaming Groovies are one of those, in my opinion, criminally underrated bands. And if you like finding old bands and you go, you know, I love finding a band that I missed, and you know, it's like you're rediscovering them all over again. And the Flaming Groovies are like that for me. I think it was about 15 years ago or so that I caught this one soon. This one song, is this Slow Death?
No, but I can find
Shake Some Action. No, go ahead. Shake Some Action's okay.
Power Pop?
No, they're really...
I heard he's a flamer.
People compare it to the Stones a lot. They have kind of a Stonesy
sound. It's
Richard's
birthday, by the way.
Who's?
Keith Richards.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This band is still together, too. This is from 72, I think.
Oh, they're cool.
I recognize the hook. They were not only a big San Francisco band, and actually I think a lot of people know the Flaming Groovies because they toured so much and they put out a lot of records. They're one of these bands. What song is this?
Slow Death.
Slow Death. They put out a lot of albums, and they all sold like 100, 150,000, 200,000 copies. You know, that kind of band, the kind you could completely miss.
Right.
But they actually have a very devoted following.
Uh-oh. That's cool.
Yeah, this song sounds kind of Stonesy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have a very Stonesy influence, and that guy, he's doing Mick Jagger for sure. Pop in the morning.
Got a few really good guitarists in this band, too.
Never heard of them, next.
Do you know,
they're known for the song Teenage Head, too.
Oh.
Teenage Head? Is that really the...
19-year-olds.
No, I just... That's what it was about.
Yeah.
Oral sex.
Yeah, it's about Teenage Head. Not cool. Anyway, I thought they were a pretty cool band. In fact...
Now they're in a death triangle with, died recently. Oh, Hayden Fry died.
That's right. He was 90.
A death triangle with Hayden Fry. Very cool coach.
Anyway, the Flaming...
Everybody else has died lately.
The Flaming Groovies, this is kind of a strange story. And I had forgotten that the date was the bicentennial. It was July 4th, 1976, and the Flaming Groovies played at a very famous show in front of 2,000 people. I mean, you wouldn't think it'd be a famous show if it's only in front of 2,000 people, but it was at London's Roundhouse, again, on the bicentennial, July 4th. Remember the bicentennial, Trudy?
Yeah, I remember the bicentennial.
I have audio of it.
It really wasn't that exciting.
If you don't
about
love it, leave it. USA, number one.
I don't know why.
The TV bicentennial made a huge deal out of it.
It just didn't do it for me. I don't know why. I was like,
what?
200 years.
Happy birthday, USA.
I'm happy for the USA. Leave it. But
I was in Sandusky, Ohio at the Bicentennial, I think, and there's nothing going on there.
I was almost the Bicentennial baby, but I was late by 3 days. My mom was mad. I was like a week late for my due date. Like, that's why I'm late for everything, I've decided.
Oh.
Started from birth.
Well,
can't be your fault.
Some other brat in Columbus, Ohio was instead.
Surely you're wondering, why is this a famous show? Maybe you're not.
Why was this a famous show, Drew?
Because they opened for the Ramones, who were unknown in America, but some UK writers had really dug that first Ramones record.
Yeah.
And so they had a following in the UK, and they came over, and they were like, so we're going to the UK? What, are we going to have 100 people at the show? I mean, and the Roundhouse sells out. The Flaming Groovies probably brought a lot of the people, too. Mm-hmm. But apparently the place was just up for grabs. Mark Bolan played with them, too. Yeah. And it was one of those weird things where, and this happens a lot, where somebody's, it seems like they're always big in the UK, not big here.
Right.
I don't know why that is. I feel like the UK has better taste than America.
Do we?
Well, I love British bands. I don't know.
I ended up liking British bands before I liked American rock and roll, for the most part.
You mean the British Invasion?
No, but, you know. David Bowie and...
Well, yeah. You mean the bands...
Hoople and all those guys. Queen.
Oh, the glam bands. Yeah. I like the glam bands. The
Beatles.
No, I love the Beatles, the Stones, the Animals, the Who, the Kinks.
Yeah, that's kind of the core.
Yeah, there's such a great pile of bands. And then the ones you mentioned, Bowie and T-Rex and you know the glamish bands. And then you get punk with the Sex Pistols and the Clash.
Yeah.
And...
Very exciting.
Yeah, so anyway, the Flaming Groovies, that was, I'm not going to say it's their claim to fame, because I bet you they played much bigger gigs, but it was kind of cool that they opened that show. And I think the Clash and the Sex Pistols were playing the same night.
Oh, wow, what a show.
Yeah, across town. So, yeah, interesting times, you know, that whole punk new wave thing, which, I don't know, it seems like a footnote now, but it was not a footnote then.
No, not at all. It was the chemistry, and it was the catalyst.
Wasn't yeah, it was
for everything else.
Punk was what happened was as progressive rock came in and glam rock, and you know it got and the Beatles kind of started it. And I don't mean this in a good way, although I thought it was cool. You know the orchestration, and then prog rock with like Genesis and Yes. And you know this really big, big sound with
that went too far though. Yeah,
I was never I was not a prog rock.
I was into ELP and Yes until I realized how stupid Roundabout. And then I found out it was about an actual roundabout.
I like Starship Trooper. Is it about a roundabout?
Yeah, that's
it really?
The guy who wrote it said it was it was.
Is there like a 13-minute version of that song?
Yeah.
Eight and a half.
I mean, this part's cool.
I thought it was a cool song. Did you like Starship Trooper?
I love Starship Trooper, what about, though.
I've seen all good people.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool song.
It's a great song.
Like three songs in one.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's like, I've seen all good people turn their heads today, so satisfied I'm on my way. And I'm like, what's that really? What is that about?
It's a little soft.
If you think too hard.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. If you're tripping, it's cool. Yes.
Not something I would say.
I did like Alan Parsons Project, too.
Well, Pink Floyd's kind of in there, too. Yeah. But punk comes along, which is, you know, anybody can be in a band if you just can play three chords, and we're making it raw and simple, and we got safety pins... through our cheeks and, you know, we're spitting on our fans and they're spitting back. And it was, you know, this and unemployment in England was like 25% at the time. It was a really nasty time. And punk really was a thing. And it was a thing in the U.S. too. And then New Wave, those were the mods. Really more the mod guys like Elvis Costello, Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
It was
really sort of the cradle of civilization for rock.
It was a big movement in rock and roll. It was a big change in rock and roll. And speaking of bands that can sound like the Stones, is anybody a Primal Scream fan?
Oh, I remember them.
I was watching, you ever watch Access? The channel, they have a lot of music stuff on.
Yeah,
I know. Including Dan Rather interviews.
Yeah, Dan Rather's interviews, I guess, are great.
He interviews the biggest people in rock and roll.
Yeah.
Is this Loaded? No.
No, this is Moving On Up.
Oh, Moving On Up. Great song.
Talk about changing your game up.
Primal Scream's another band. I was watching this thing on Access last night about Primal Scream. Another band that's huge in the UK, and I'm not sure how much. Are people hip to Primal Scream over here?
One or two hits Billy. In the 90s.
Good evening, I'm Dan Rather, and tonight on CBS News, seven Saudi soldiers sodomized several of Saddam's southern settlement squatters.
Play up! Play I'm Dan Rather. I was watching them play Loaded last night at Glastonbury. It's got this movie clip in it. It was actually a song they did, and it was completely reconstituted by a DJ. And they were like, yeah, cool. Okay, we'll do it this way. And it's one of their biggest songs. But they were playing this at Glastonbury in 2003.
This has been sampled. And it's been sampled numerous times.
I'm sure it has. Anyway, it is like the trippiest crowd. It looks like the whole Glastonbury is doing ecstasy or something.
Huh. Hey, did you happen to see the picture Steven Tyler put out there today? From Haute Living? They did a naked picture with him in the shower. He waits till he's 71.
What?
To have
really?
A naked photo of himself, yeah.
I'll look. Wait, I don't see Wiener.
He has his hands, and it takes two.
I think that...
And it's all soapy.
I feel like there's some photoshopping going on there.
Who is it?
Steven Tyler.
I don't want to see his wiener. I want to see his wiener.
Oh, yeah. Wiener's not in it.
I don't know.
Actually, his body doesn't look bad for a guy who's 71.
No, it doesn't. Not for his age.
I mean, check it. I mean, it's kind of a good look. Everybody should take a picture in the shower.
No, thanks. Oh, Charlie Rose will.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
The rock news that I should have read first, I just wasn't excited about it, was that, we heard that Rick Ocasek stiffed Paulina Porizkova.
Yeah.
Boy, will.
And seems that she's not really okay with that. She's reportedly seeking part of his estate, despite the fact he left her out of his will entirely. In fact, she said she gave up on me or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Porizkova filed papers in Manhattan requesting her elective share of her strange husband's estate. She's entitled one-third of the estate unless it can be proven in court she did indeed abandon the musician, which he claimed in his will. Oh, so he obviously had an attorney use that term. Now, you know, he never talked about the divorce. She was the one who said,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was like we were riding a tandem together, and all of a sudden the tandem doesn't work. We're on separate bicycles. And she sounds dumb like that.
Yep.
It was so dumb. I was like, I just wanted to hit her.
She's
not really.
Was a model, Drew.
I know. The model made a sly reference to not receiving part of Ocasek's estate on Instagram. Yeah. She shared a photo of a refrigerator filled with dough for Christmas and captioned the shot. May not have a lot of dough in the bank, but I sure have a lot of dough in the fridge.
We agreed nothing.
Wow.
Oh, shut up. Who cares?
She does. She's the only one that cares.
Where's her modeling cash?
Yeah.
She blew it.
But she made like, you know, $5,000 a second.
Where
did those models make a lot of money?
Was she?
Good one.
That was the response to
the I was going to Shanghai for a modeling competition.
I don't remember her being one of the big, like,
She was big.
Carol Alt. And,
she was big.
She was pretty big.
She was on the SI swimsuit cover.
I don't know how long that went on, but it seemed like she was big.
She's well known, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of 2 days later, Porizkova shared numerous tributes to the Cars frontman. Oh, well, that's nice that she's herself the tributes. Since his death, that she's known about the will since the day after Rick passed. Yeah. All you've heard from me since is in spite of that, she added, love never dies.
I'm worthless.
It was odd that he's 74 and he's not well, and that's when she decides...
I have no skills.
I thought that was, I don't know.
That was the time you stick in there because you know what's coming. Your payday is coming.
I'm not work material.
I put in all that time and then leave. Quit before the shift is over.
I was annoyed that she was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because she'd announced it. And it's like, what are you doing there, bitch? Get out. You can get out.
Did you see the Motley Crue thing that their manager comes out and says, by the way, back in the day, Motley Crue had the foresight somehow with all the drugs they did to buy their own masters. Mm-hmm. They paid their former record label $10 million. It was a bitter pill to swallow at the time, but they're glad now. And he's not so sympathetic with Taylor Swift's.
Well, but she's a woman.
Oh.
She was bullied by the guy that owns them, too.
Yeah. She was never allowed that opportunity
because
she was a woman.
It wasn't her making that deal. She had an agent, just like Motley Crue had an agent, who said, hey, you should do this. And when they did, and they were all fuck-ups, right?
I can do that.
Well, Motley Crue, I don't know if you remember that period where they couldn't sing their songs. And they couldn't tour because they weren't allowed to sing their songs, just like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Instead of girls, 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 they had to sing what?
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe she
chicks,
said that.
Chicks, chicks, chicks. Yeah.
Whores, whores, whores.
Animal rights activist Storm Kate Upton's workout.
This story is wild. There's got to be video of it. I'm going to look for video of it.
She's hosting Strong For Me fitness class at the Skims headquarters when protesters ran in the room and started chanting, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you, for promoting Canada Goose, the company.
Yeah, and I had to read the whole article to find out what Canada Goose is
what
and
is
why.
It?
It's a clothing company, but I guess they use some kind of fur, and so these
what?
Animal rights.
No,
actors.
Do they use geese? Because I'm all for that.
It's on the back. Oh, here's some video. But the best part is, we'll keep reading the story, and then I'll play this. I'll play the video then.
One protester wearing a hat that said vegan made particularly violent threats toward the model, shouting, I hope you get shot in the head and you're strangled to death. Oh.
Well, that's nice. Because an animal died, you want a human to be strangled to death.
That animal.
You're an influencer.
It's everywhere.
You should be promoting kindness and you promote violence. Shame on you, you murderer.
Kind of like they're promoting kindness by barging in on her stupid workout.
Wanting to strangle her and get her shot in the head. Winter wear brand uses coyote fur and goose feathers to make their coats.
Coyotes are a nuisance as well.
No one likes either one of those animals.
They're making good use of nature's nuisances.
Here's the funny part.
Here's the workout.
They are Kate Upton for promoting a company that has been exposed.
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
The looks on these chicks' faces that are all working out are like, what? I give it up for Kate, man. She's just standing there, hands on hips, waiting for them to be escorted out.
Oh, that dude better not be wearing leather shoes.
What is the matter with you? You're an influencer. You should be promoting kindness.
You're social media, loser.
Shame on you, murderer.
I tell you, these people pushing this guy out are a little soft.
How dare you?
It seems like whoever's leading the chants wanted to hear just the guys do it, and then now the ladies. It was just that dude, and then you hear a bunch of girls saying the same thing.
Now, the thing I took away from that video is just some good-looking chicks working out with Kate at her Strong For Me fitness class.
Yeah, and she posted something about this event.
I dig this Arctic parka. That's pretty cool.
You should be kind, Trudy. You're an influencer.
I hate geese. Zoobs know how much.
Everyone hates. No one likes geese.
I chase them with my car all the time.
Uh-oh.
No, I won't run over them. Because they'll wreck your car.
Upton did not publicly mention the ordeal, but was on social media saying, had so much fun joining Carly and Danielle at the Skims HQ this morning. We discussed my career, family, and Strong For Me Fit, and so much more. So everybody had fun. They didn't even notice those people.
It's one girl in front. Really attractive.
And Camila Cabello.
Wow, yeah.
Oh.
She's canceled.
She is sorry and ashamed over past racist language.
Who dug this one up? She's
Fans
been out there for a while.
Camila Cabello have threatened to cancel the singer after odd Tumblr posts written by the former Fifth Harmony singer member resurfaced this week. She's now apologizing for her horrible and hurtful language. When I was younger, I used language I'm deeply ashamed of and will forever regret. I was uneducated and ignorant, and once I became aware of the history and the weight and the true meaning behind this horrible and hurtful language, I was deeply embarrassed I ever used it.
I gotta say, that really sounds like her. All that writing.
Oh, yeah.
She clearly did not, or did write that herself.
Racist memes in 2012, sir, which include the N-word and Asian racial slurs. I'm 22 now. I'm an adult. I've grown and learned, and I'm conscious and aware of the history and the pain it carries in a way I wasn't before.
Now, this would be interesting because she's in music, and people like her music, so she'll be allowed to move on. She won't be canceled, right?
No. Camila Cabello?
I know, but anybody else, you know, if this was, I don't know who... Most people would be canceled for this. If she was a baseball player and this happened, they'd be canceled.
Well, why doesn't Twitter just eliminate stuff that happened every 6 months or something? Just do you a favor.
Clean people up. Yeah. Then we wouldn't argue with each other so much.
A lot less.
Yeah, right.
A little less. All right. You want to get us out of here, Brandon? I saw Eddie Murphy, by the way, promoing his Saturday Night Live gig.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Today, yeah, it's this weekend.
Wow.
Today's show has an interview on Thursday, and they ran just a little clip with Al Roker.
Oh, God. Hey, speaking of promoting things, you see the story about Adam Driver?
Yeah. How stupid.
Poor baby.
He's talking to Terry Gross with NPR, who interviews everyone, by the way.
She's interviewed him before.
And she wanted to play a clip from The Marriage.
Mm-hmm. Marriage Story, yeah.
And I guess he said, oh, I hate hearing myself. I can't stand it. And she said, well, take your headphones off for a minute, because she wanted to play a little piece of it. And he just left.
Yep.
Just left the interview.
Now, I understand if he doesn't want to see himself or hear himself, that's fine. But be a little professional. You aren't promoting stuff.
And you're an actor.
Yeah. You know, act like it doesn't bother you while you're working.
I have to say, it's a little beyond absurd, ridiculous for him to leave an interview because he has to hear himself when he wants everyone else to watch and hear him.
Yeah.
His whole career depends on it. But God, you ask him to hear or see himself and he has to walk out.
Tell Mark she should have hit him with the "Why don't you go cry about it" drop and a bunch of others.
That's right. That's what Gross would do.
Stupid baby.
I really didn't think he seems cool. I was like, when I read that, I'm
weird,
like, oh man, he's one of those people. Oh, jeez.
He's gone Hollywood.
Oh, jeez. All right, Drew and Mike's door's open, and so is the Amazon portal, and if you could like us on Facebook, 25,000 by Christmas, I don't know what's going to happen, or review us on iTunes as well, just do everything for us, I don't know why, we'll see you tomorrow!
Have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. I won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. You know, I wonder if you're having a blue Christmas as much as I am. My baby, she left me. She said I stink. She doesn't like me doing things like that to her cat. What a bummer. I'm wearing those blue stop falling. I had to wear those blue stop calling. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue.
I'm all shook up.
Oh, man.